British MPs say they are seriously concerned about lorries registered outside the UK being a safety threat on British roads. A report by the House of Commons Transport Committee called on Monday for foreign lorries that are not up to UK standards to be taken off the road. Press reports pointed a finger at the Czechs as being the worst offenders, with 60% of their lorries failing roadworthiness tests in the UK. Pavla Horáková looks at the story.
The House of Commons Transport Committee would like to give the British Vehicle and Operator Services Agency, or VOSA, greater powers to immobilise unsafe trucks. I spoke to John Clark of VOSA and asked him about the general state of Czech vehicles.
Czech vehicles are not very good. We've prohibited more than half of the heavy goods vehicles that we've seen. But those figures are not uncommon for vehicles from Eastern Europe which are undertaking long journeys. So the Czech vehicles have been showing steady improvement over the last 2 years and are by no means the worst that we encounter.
The Geneva-based International Road Transport Union represents the entire road transport industry worldwide. I asked its delegate to the European Union, Michael Nielsen, whether any other country in Europe has complained about the safety of Czech vehicles.
No, that's not something that we in the RU have heard about, that there is a specific problem with safety of Czech trucks across in the EU. So that's not something that that we have statistics that that prove. On the contrary, I mean, we know that from the latest statistics that the Commission is giving out, we know, for instance, that the new vehicle registrations from 2006 to 2007, which is the newest statistics in the Czech Republic, has increased by about just under 25%.
The Czech Association of Road Transport Operators, ČESMAD, disagrees with allegations that Czech vehicles are unsafe. Spokesman Martin Felix.
On the one hand, we're surprised by the report because the Czech fleet is one of the most modern in Europe. That's because ahead of EU accession, international permits were granted based on emissions classes. So our transport operators were forced to update their vehicles, and nothing has changed in that respect, so that's quite strange. On the other hand, we're used to our vehicles being favoured targets of road checks in the West, so perhaps the statistic is influenced by this bias. They're the vehicles which were selected to be examined.
As John Clark of VOSA says, his agency has seen an improvement in the last 2 years concerning the mechanical condition of Czech trucks. On the contrary, he says Czech drivers have a very good record of complying with the hours legislation in the UK.
We also check the vehicles for compliance with drivers' hours legislation, which we regard as very important. And what I can say is that the Czech vehicles we encounter are among the best in Europe.
That was John Clark of the British governmental agency